Hi everyone. So today I'm giving the feedback from the body talk session I did for the whole group, focused on finding your purpose and increasing motivation. All right, so we addressed a lot of complexities in this session because, as is human nature, there's often parts of us, one part that wants something and one part that's terrified of it. So we work with that quite a lot in the session. So the first formula looked at fear that time is running out to find one's purpose. So there's this idea that we should be somewhere or should have achieved something. And unfortunately, the expectations that we place on life can actually limit us to be open to how it needs to unfold or how it is best to unfold for each of us individually. So we're releasing that fear and then linking it to the pineal gland, which is situated at the crown of the head and is related to the crown chakra, and as such has to do with your connection to that, which is to the sort of, let's call it the bigger picture. So it's your spiritual, it's your relationship to spirituality, to something bigger. It's having this connection to something bigger. So in this respect, we're working with the idea that there is a bigger, there is a higher purpose or a higher meaning for each of us, but there's also a divine timing in which that can play out. If we have expectations about how we think it should be, we can actually get in our own way about how it is best for us. So it's about being able to be in the flow and allow for that divine timing. And of course, it is about trust as well. So related to that, then working with the Wei Qi and how we synthesize information through the Wei Qi. Now, this is a, for want of a better word, a cloud of it's like an electromagnetic field around the body that can be either quite thick or quite thin, and ideally, obviously, we want it in between the two. If it's too thin and depleted, we're too open to the elements around us, to the environment. If it's too thick, if we're overprotected, we can close ourselves off to experiences around us and to integrating information and wisdom from those experiences. So we're working it with the concept of having an appropriate or an adequate Wei Qi, that we are protected yet not overly protected, and are able to experience life and aspects of the world around us in order to gain wisdom and grow and to be shaped in to follow our path. So what I mean by this is amazing synchronicities can happen when we are in tune with our flow and our purpose, but it means then we have to be open to that. Parallel to that, working with a fear of not living the truth, so this is that complexity of it, a fear that time is running out, we want to do it, yet a fear of action, that's another part of the session. This now is a fear of not living the truth. I talk about truth here because I believe that we are all born as divine, sacred beings, completely in touch with our purpose. And we learn to adapt ourselves in order to be safe and loved and belong. And there's always this dissonance between the true and the false self. And there's awareness of this dissonance, even at a, you know, even if it's just at an unconscious level. So there's a deep fear of not living that truth. I actually am writing a book about this at the moment, so I will keep in touch with all of you about that. All right, so that then links to the pineal gland again, and a sense of hopelessness. So there's this fear of not living truth, but of hopelessness, because there's this the brain or the intellectual side of us wants to know how, what is this truth, how do I get there, and feeling quite hopeless around that. Then working with cellular repair, so we all have genetic patterns, and as our that replicate themselves, as our DNA replicates itself, it usually carries these patterns forward in the same way that they've been before, unless something causes a mutation. So we so in this case, we're working with an inherited, so this is almost cellular memory from ancestors, inherited fear of standing out. So for each of us, that'll come through in different ways, but it's the general inherited fear of standing out that is held at a genetic level, and is when every time the genetic material replicates itself, which it does so regularly, it's carrying this pattern with it. So we're saying, when the replication happens, can the old genetic material be sort of worked out of the genes and worked out of the DNA, so it's no longer impacting on us? And then all of that was linked to the three brains, linking the head brain, heart brain, and gut brain. When these three brains are aligned so that we're not operating wholly from the head brain, but actually allowing ourselves to intuit and feel what is in our best interest from the heart brain and have gut sense about things from the gut brain, that is when we can live our truth, because that is when we start to let go of these ideas we have in our head and start to step into the flow and trust and feel into things more. That was all tapped out. I then worked with the releasing the fear that it is. So this is that complexity. We worked with the fear that it's not happening. Now we're working with the fear that it is happening. The fear that it is time to step into power. I'm going to share a lovely poem by Marianne Williamson called Return to Love, which speaks to this. I'll do that in the post. And within that fear, we're working with releasing the earliest and most powerful memory of having been shut down. So for each of us, it will obviously be different. It may be something you even remember, but could quite possibly not. And this will be something like, you may have drawn a beautiful picture on the wall or been singing at the top of your voice and dancing around and being told to shut up. So these are all experiences of having been in your truth and expressing your truth in yourself, but being shut down. And for some of us, it would be more so than for others. But just working with the most profound memory and the earliest memory of that happening and releasing the emotions behind that. Then linking that to the lungs and the tendency to stifle yourself. Parallel to that, working with the fear that it's too late to step into power. And again, working with the lungs around having the energy to do this. So life, our lungs are about breathing in. One of the consciousness aspects of the lungs is about breathing in life, receiving life. If we are afraid of life, we tend to not breathe in fully. And we're afraid of what life has to offer. So I'd like you, if you can, to take a moment and just be conscious of when you breathe, do you breathe so that you feel that your abdominal area is also expanding, or is it just your lungs? Because when we breathe a truly deep breath, it will actually cause the diaphragm to move down and cause the abdominal area to expand. This is when we are really breathing in and accepting and receiving life and all that it has to offer. And this is also when we then have access to more energy, because we are energizing the blood. There'll be more oxygen in the blood, creates more energy, enables us to step into our lives more fully. So working with that consciousness there. And then finally, cellular repair again. And in this instance, working with acquired, so in this lifetime, acquired breathing patterns. So working with this pattern that is being held at a body level of breathing in, not breathing in fully. So if you're more interested in this, you can look at the work of Bruce Lipton or anything about epigenetics. We tend to embody what our perceptions of life are. So if we are afraid of life and what it has to offer, if we're afraid of stepping into our power, our bodies become more tense. They become we have holding patterns in our bodies, and this is about being able to be more open and to let go, so that we can receive and go with the flow and be open to what needs to happen in order for us to step into our power and purpose. Okay, what also came up was that it'd be very valuable if you are feeling you want to explore your purpose and what it is that you're meant to be doing with your life, to speak to a coach or a mentor. We often feel that we need to do these things ourselves and we should have the answers. I can't stress for you enough how beneficial it can be to have someone who can just ask you the right questions, because we get stuck in thinking in the same ways, and we often need someone else from outside of us, you can make us think in a slightly different way, and you'll be amazed at what can come out of that. All right, so wishing you all the very best in this journey, and I'll be in touch with the next Body Talk feedback next month.